bourbon, and beyond. A celebration of the spirit and soul of Kentucky. September 23rd and 24th in Louisville. The world's top bourbons, paired with celebrity chefs, Louisville's top restaurants, and iconic musicians. Featuring the voice behind Fleetwood Mac, Stevie Nicks. Just like the wine we know. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Eddie Vedder. The Steve Miller Band. Also featuring Joe Bonamassa, Band of Horses, Gary Clark Jr., Amos Lee, Buddy Guy, Kenny Wayne Shepherd, Chris Robinson Brotherhood, Paul Rogers. Celebrity chef appearances from Tom Colicchio. Over 20 of Louisville's top restaurants, curated by Chef Edward Lee. For the full list of artists, chefs, food, bourbons, and tickets, head to bourbonandbeyond.com. For our love of bourbon, for our love of Kentucky, bourbon and beyond. Get your tickets on sale now.
What's up, Loudmouths? This is Ivan Moody from the one and only Five Finger Death Punch. Just letting you know we are coming to Kentucky for the Louder Than Life, September 30th and October 1st. If you don't have your tickets yet, you better get them before it's sold out. The Louder Than Life Festival. I'll see you there. LouderThanLifeFestival.com.
This is Redefining the Counterculture on Witten Radio. Make sure to check out our website at WittenRadio.com.
Hey guys, you're listening to another episode of Redefining the Counterculture right here on Witten Radio. Today we are talking with Zim Evils. Guys, how's it going?
It's going good, Ed.
Awesome, awesome. So we're just wrapping up with Welcome to Rockville Fest 2017. How do you guys feel?
I feel good. It was a fun fest. We had it. Had a lot of beers, hung out, watched a lot of badass bands, and we played a few sets there, so can't complain.
Very nice, very nice. What would you say was the highlight of the festival for you guys?
In my opinion, Soundgarden was the highlight.
Yeah, we all agree with Soundgarden. They were pretty badass.
Very nice, very nice. And I know you guys did an acoustic set. What was the kind of the deciding factor on you guys doing an unplugged set?
We just got offered to do it, so we don't turn anything down, and it was an opportunity to play in front of people, and, you know, people that like the same music that we do, and everyone at the fest, so people were walking by, got to see us play, and we can't ask for anything more than that.
Very nice, very nice. Now, I know you guys are currently out on tour, today's your day off, but you're on your second tour with the Pretty Reckless. What made you guys decide to go out on tour with them again? I know that you did something with them last year.
It wasn't really like us deciding. It was kind of just they really enjoyed our sound and having us around on the last tour, and then this tour got brought up, and they just kind of asked us to go out with them again, and we obviously weren't going to turn it down. It's just a great opportunity, and they're rad people, so we were stoked when they wanted to take us back out.
Absolutely, absolutely. I want to talk to you guys. I know that you've been doing quite a lot of touring. Have you guys had any time to sit down and to write any new music?
Yeah, so we've been working on new music all year, pretty much. Obviously, whenever we're out on tour, it's a little more difficult. But whenever we're home, we've been kind of working hard and getting some new songs done. We actually just released a new single about a week or two ago called She Got Nothing. I had like a music video with him and everything. This is all on our website and YouTube and all that fun stuff. But yeah, that's the first single we've released in about a year. And then as soon as we get back, we're just going to keep working on new music and try to pump out a record sometime soon.
Very nice, very nice. What do you guys like most about being on the road? I know that you guys are tour gods. what would you say that you enjoy the most about touring?
Partying, hanging out with our best friends, and playing music in front of hundreds of people.
Absolutely. And that's awesome. Do you guys have any pre-show, I guess, like, or pre-festival rituals that you do to kind of prepare for your set?
I mean, Jordan warms up quite a bit, like his vocals and everything. We all kind of warm up a little bit, but honestly, just drinking some beer and some whiskey or whatever is around to kind of just loosen us up is usually what we're doing.
Yeah, sometimes I'll walk around with my iPod, playing some pump-up music, get you in the mood.
Final countdown.
Final Countdown.
Absolutely. I know you guys have, I guess, you know, your sound is really eclectic, but a lot of people say that you're influenced by, like, Led Zeppelin, AC/DC, and Queens of Stone Age, to name a few. Would you guys say that you are trying to continue in that that arena of rock? Because I know that, you know, rock and alternative rock has changed so much over the years, and a lot of people say that, you know, rock is dead. Obviously, I don't feel that way, but how do you guys feel about that?
I totally disagree with that. Rock is not dead, but with the whole AC/DC and Led Zeppelin thing, yeah, we're just playing music that we love to listen to, you know, that music that inspired us the most. So, I mean, we're writing music that, you know, all of our idols played and shit, just learning from their genius.
Absolutely. Who was it that brought you guys together? How did you guys form as a band?
Well, Jake and I, we grew up in Las Vegas. We had a band down there. Things weren't working out in Las Vegas for us musically, so we were just like, hey, let's go closer to L.A. So we picked Huntington Beach, and then I got a job about a year after we lived there, and we were going through Craigslist drummers, and we couldn't find a solid drummer until we found David, and then the rest was history, and we've been a band ever since, and touring relentlessly, and constantly playing shows, and writing music, and trying to make it.
That's awesome. Do you guys, I know that you guys tour so much, and you're you know, oftentimes you're in such close proximity to each other. Is there ever a time where you just absolutely get on each other's nerves? And if so, how do you handle it?
It's usually the alcohol.
Yeah. Sometimes I'll get a little lippy when I get fucked up, and they just tell me to shut up and put me in my place, and that's pretty much the end of it. For the amount of time we spend together, like, we honestly don't really butt heads at all. It's kind of a blessing. Like, we all didn't get along so well. I don't think we'd be able to be doing what we're doing. So it's pretty easy.
Yeah, David almost kicked my ass one time. We were in L.A. It was, like, the last show of our tour with the Pretty Reckless. And I was lighting up fireworks near our RV and throwing them, like, shooting them above the freeway that we were parked next to. And he almost beat the shit out of me. But I just kept doing it anyways because I was having a blast.
Very nice. What would you say is, I guess, your fondest tour memory? I know that you guys have toured, you know, quite a bit, and you know, you're always on the road, it seems like. But what would you say is, are there any more stories similar to the one that you just told me that just kind of stick out to you and that, you know, you're very fond of?
I would say for me, Louder Than Life last year, we played the one of the stages there, and we got to see Zach Wilde play. We sat side stage, and then after the show, he punched me in the arm. So I was just like, I lost my shit, and Blasco watched the side stage, and that was badass. That's mine, but.
Yeah, for me, I mean, it's a lot of little things, you know, like.
Going to Canada, that was a big one. Yeah. Getting out of the country.
Yeah, like, we did a little run with Alter Bridge back in February, and Mark Tremonti, like, wore one of our shirts on stage, and just to see that was, like, kind of mind-blowing, you know? So it's, like, little things like that just really mean a lot to us. Same with Mark from Pretty Reckless. Like, he's worn our shirt on stage a few times, and that's always badass to see, like, someone rocking your band in front of hundreds of people.
I hear you. It sounds so crazy, just like hearing that. It's almost like a dream or something, you know?
Yeah, totally. Exactly what it is.
Like, never in a million years would we have thought that, like, fucking Mark Tremonti would be wearing our band shirt, like, in front of hundreds of people, you know? It's just mind-blowing, and we're thankful for it, for sure.
Absolutely. Have your friends and family been supportive of your decision to pursue music as a lifestyle?
Nothing but supportive.
Yeah, we all lucked out in that department. Like, our friends and family have been nothing but supportive since the get-go, which is rad because we know some people aren't as fortunate to have that, you know?
Absolutely. When you guys first started out as a band, did you ever imagine that you would go to all the places that you've been to and seen what you've seen?
I mean, that's always been the goal, so it's just kind of cool to see it paying off. I don't know, we're all pretty dead set on making this happen, so it's not that it's a surprise, but it's just...
It's happening, yeah. The ball's rolling.
Absolutely, absolutely. What are you guys most looking forward to, you know, upcoming, like with your studio time? Because I know you're on tour right now, but I think you said you're going to get back to aggressively writing and recording. What are you guys most looking forward to with this next album?
Fucking, first of all, releasing it and getting it done. I just want people to hear our new music and us evolving as a band, you know, better riffs, better vocal melodies, better production. And, you know, we got a legit team behind us right now, and we're playing really good shows. So we have, you know, the backing, like fan base for people to hear it, and it's actually going to be a good record. So we're excited for that.
Awesome, awesome. And I know it's a little soon, you know, life is kind of chaotic right now for you guys, I'm sure, but do you have like a projected date on when your new album will be completed?
Not at all.
I hear you. Awesome. Well, guys, I'm all out of questions, but I wanted to thank you so much for coming on today's show. My very last question is what is the biggest takeaway you want people to get from your music when they listen to it? I know that you guys are aspiring to, you know, to forge your own path and, you know, to become, you know, a staple in the rock and the metal community. But in your own words, what is the biggest takeaway that you want people to get from your music when they listen to it?
Just to have fun.
Have fun. Life's
too short, man.
Rock and roll isn't dead.
People are too worried about being cool and listening to, you know, like rap and shit and... But, you know, we're cool than all those motherfuckers. We're doing shit that we love to do. We're not chasing fads or styles or we're just doing what we want.
Absolutely, absolutely. I wanted to open the floor to you if you guys, if there's anything you'd like to say to our listening audience.
Keep listening to rock and roll. Check out themevils.com. Check us out on Spotify, Instagram, Facebook, and keep on fucking rocking.
Keep on fucking.
That was awesome. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you. Yeah, thank
you. Awesome.
You're welcome. You're welcome. That was an interview by Van of Them Evils. We were doing a recap of the 2017 Welcome to Rockville Music Festival. Make sure to check out the link to their website. We'll put it in the body of this post. If you guys are listening to us on SoundCloud, go ahead and hit the subscribe button. We're also on your iOS device. If you got an iOS device, you can check us out by downloading the Stitcher Smart Radio app. It's available for free in the Google Play Store, or excuse me, in the iTunes Store. Download the app, search for our show name, Redefining the Counterculture. We're also available for Android users. If you've got a Google or an Android device, just go to the Google Play Store, search Google Play Music, search for our show name, Redefining the Counterculture. You hear the interview with these guys.
Louder Than Life is back with Ozzy Osbourne. And a rare appearance from Prophets of Rage, Louder Than Life. Saturday, September 30th and Sunday, October 1st. Go to louderthanlifefestival.com for everything.